For instance, one may view the process of desacralization of the traditional caste system in India that accompanies modern processes of democratization as a particular form of Indian secularization. But such a secularization, even when legally imposed by the state, is unlikely to have the same secularizing effects upon the conditions of belief and unbelief that ecclesiastical disestablishment may have had in the European confessional context. The very post-Reformation Christian categories of belief and unbelief might be totally unfitting in the context of India or Hinduism. One could offer parallel but very different illustrations from other religious contexts: East Asian, Confucian Buddhist, Muslim, etc. Everywhere, the expansion of the immanent frame leads to the institutionalization of different kinds of secular regimes, which become interconnected with particular religious dynamics. Global religious transformations. When it comes to religion, there is no global rule. All world religions and all religions are being transformed radically today, as they've been transformed through the era of European colonial expansion. But they are being transformed in diverse and manifold ways. All world religions are forced to respond to the global expansion of modernity as well as to their mutual challenges. Sociologists of religion should be less obsessed with measuring either the decline or the growth of religion and be more attuned to the new forms which religion is assuming in all world religions at three different levels of analysis: at the individual level, at the group or community level, and at the societal level. In a certain sense, Ernst Troeltsch, three types of religion, namely individual mysticism, sect, and church, corresponds to the three levels of analysis. At the individual level, the predictions of Troeltsch and William James at the beginning of last century concerning individual mysticism have held well. There is a process of increasing religious individuation, which was first initiated as a massive collective phenomenon by Protestantism, but is now affecting and transforming all religious traditions: Catholicism, as well as Islam, Hinduism, as well as Buddhism. In addition, that which Thomas Luckman called invisible religion in the 60s remains one of the dominant forms of individualized religion and is likely to gain increasing global prominence. the modern individual is condemned to search and to pick and choose from a wide arrangement of meaning systems. Charles Taylor has characterized this phenomenon as the nova and supernova effects of the age of authenticity. From a Western monotheistic perspective, such a condition of polytheistic and polyformic individual freedom may seem a highly novel or postmodern one. But from a non-Western perspective, and this is something which I already repeated before, yesterday, particularly that of the Asian pantheist religious traditions, the condition looks much more like the old state of affairs. Individual mysticism has always been an important option, at least, but only for elites and religious virtuosi within the Hindu, Buddhist, and Taoist traditions. What Engelhardt calls the expansion of post-materialist spiritual values can be understood in this respect as the generalization and democratization of options until now only available to elites and religious virtuosi in most religious traditions. As the privileged material conditions available to the elites for millennia are generalized to entire populations, so are the spiritual and religious options that were usually reserved for them. Such a process is not per se evidence of religious decline or secularization, as Engelhardt tends to think. What is certainly new in our global age is the simultaneous presence and availability of all world religions, from the most primitive to the most modern, often detached from their temporal and spatial context, ready for flexible or for fundamentalist individual appropriation. Anybody can be initiated into any ancestral cult, be born again or reincarnated into any religious self, or remain a permanent seeker attuned to partial and consecutive revelations or illuminations. But it is worth stressing the significantly different patterns of reception of other religions in radically secular and religiously homogeneous Europe and in the highly religious and pluralistic United States. In Europe, the only visible collective dynamic is the massive conversion to secularity, either in the form of the movement from Christian affiliation to disaffiliation, that is unchurching, or from belief to unbelief, that is the growth of the categories of no-religious and atheist. Taylor's description of the nova and supernova effects of the age of authenticity seems indeed hardly applicable to contemporary European societies, which remain basically homogeneous both in their forms of religiosity and in their forms of secularity, at least when compared with the dynamic and pluralistic denominational system in the United States. Second, at the level of religious communities, much of sociology has lamented the loss of Gemeinschaft. As you may know, it was the German sociologist Ferdinand Tönnies who wrote the famous book Gemeinschaft und Gesellschaft. Community and society. As two radically different forms of association. In the whole process of modernization was understood as a movement from Gemeinschaft, from community, to Gesellschaft, to society. So under this conception, there is no place for Gemeinschaft in modern differentiated societies. And because it was assumed that religion is based on community, there will be no room for religion in differentiated societies. So this was one of the negative consequences of modernity, namely the loss of community. Both individualism and societalization, namely the expansion of Gesellschaft, are supposed to expand at the expense of community. Theories of modernization are predicated at the simple dichotomies of tradition and modernity, and of Gemeinschaft and Gesellschaft. Theories of secularization are based on the same dichotomies and on the premise that processes of modern rationalization make community, religious or not, non-viable. But Stockebill saw clearly modernity, certainly modern America, offers new and expanded possibilities for the construction of communities of all kinds, and particularly for the construction of new religious communities as voluntary congregations.
So 国作为一个例子，仍旧有各式各样的社区。
The sect is of course the paradigmatic type of a voluntary religious congregation. But in the traditional theory, the sect lives in a high and ultimately unsustainable tension with the larger society. American denominationalism, by contrast, can be understood as the relaxed generalization of the sectarian principle of voluntary religious association. Most of the so-called cults, new religions, or new religious movements assume the form of voluntary congregations, but so do the most dynamic forms of Christianity, like the Christian-based communities in Latin America, or the Pentecostal churches, or the most dynamic forms of Islam, such as Tablighi Jamaat and most Sufi brotherhoods. Even within world religions like Hinduism or Buddhism that have a less developed tradition of congregationalism, the latter is emerging as a new particular institutional form, particularly in the immigrant diasporas. And let me give you an example. Korean Americans are the most religious of any group in the United States, particularly very competitive system of Christian congregations. But it was noticed also the expansion of Buddhist Korean congregations. First, it was understood that it was a response to the American competition. But then the scholar Pyeonggap Min has shown that already in Korea, before the emigration to America, Buddhism had already started developing a congregational form. Now, of course, this is growing much faster because of the influence of the American Korean diaspora. Indeed, the institutional transformation in the immigrant diasporas is in turn affecting profoundly the religious institutional forms in the civilizational home areas. The same happens with Hinduism. Hinduism did not know a Hindu congregation that meets regularly every Saturday or Sunday. But now Hindus in America are also organized as Hindu religious communities that not only go to temples sometime, but meet regularly every week for joint communal religious ceremonies and for social, all kinds of social events, eating together, exchanging all kinds of information, etc. But now one can observe the same type of development of Hindu communities in India.